This is Birthday Skin. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Amy. And this is a podcast where we try and make the confusing world of skincare as simple as possible.
Every week, we will give you plenty of tips, advice, and product recommendations by doing in-depth research and speaking to the experts to make sure that what we're telling you is the truth.
Because, let's face it, we're not dermatologists. We're just obsessed with skincare. And you know what? I like to think we have a laugh along the way.
So, Ames, before we get on with the episode, I just wanted to give a shout out to SkinSpace because they are our brand new sponsor.
How exciting.
Super exciting.
So, skinspace.co is a brand new website what specialises in just skincare. So, if you want to go and find your new obsession, please do check it out. It's all super affordable. Mm-hmm. And not only is it offering you all the latest cult and niche brands, it's also giving you the best point scheme.
It is insane. So you know when you go into a shop and you've got your points card, and once you've handed over your hard-earned cash, you eventually get something back at Christmas
when you've spent £1 million.
Exactly. Well, with SkinSpace, you don't actually have to just buy products for points. You obviously will get them when you purchase something, but you can also earn points by doing things like referring friends and leaving product reviews. So you don't always have to part with your money, you know, just making it extra affordable.
Amazing. Do rack up your points, because it's always worth it.
Exactly. So if you want to start earning some points, head to skinspace.co. Hi, Ames. Welcome to the hit list.
Hello.
How are you?
Addo.
Addo.
How are you? Addo. If nobody knows what we're on about, by the way, have you ever seen that thing on Twitter or like anywhere where it's like the drag queen? And my friend told me he does the noise because he's saying the sentence, "and I," and then he whacks his balls off something and he goes, "Addo." I love it. It's my favourite thing. Whenever something surprising happens, I go, "Addo."
Hello. If you're listening on Intel, by the way, I'll put a little picture in there. I don't know if I can insert a GIF, but I'll add something.
You'll be able to find the link somewhere.
Yeah, there's a link. It's funny.
It might. But people might not find it that funny, to be honest.
No, they probably won't. To be frankly honest.
So, what's the hit list? Do you want to let me know?
Right. Well, it's a small list of people that I am going to hire to kill you.
I actually thought Michael Jackson was on it, or. Who did you say?
George Michael, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I remember you telling me this.
Yeah.
And
I'm just not a big fan, and then I accidentally said hit list and it made it sound like I want to kill them, and I don't. Just want to clarify.
The job's done. They're both deceased. You don't need to RIP.
The job's done. I didn't even think of that.
The job
That's
is done.
That's how much I care. I still think they're alive.
Bitch.
But anyway, no, to the point, the hit list, Ames, is our brand new little bi-monthly feature where we both pick a few products that we've been really liking at the minute and we recommend them and talk about them and tell you why it's worth your investment. Because I know that often in episodes we talk about different chemicals and different acids and different types, like the way that things affect your skin and that kind of thing. But a lot of people ask us about our favourite products, and because we've both got different skin types, it's actually quite handy to be able to answer that question. So we figured we'd do a nice little wrap-up every so often and
see what, like you said, we get quite a lot of DMs, don't we? Like, what's your favourite product?
Yeah.
So
nicer than that.
I know, sorry guys, I've probably just offended 99% of you.
Yeah.
What's your favourite product?
But I think it's a nice idea just to wrap it up in a little app, and then people can listen to it whilst... You know, it's not like a dead serious one. I'm chatting shit here.
Well, if you trust us, which I think you do.
Mm. And we get gifted quite a lot of things, don't we? So we are fortunate enough to be trying like a lot of like new brands, a lot of different products. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got quite a good
Base
to start this on.
Yeah, and sometimes, obviously, we create our episodes ourselves, and obviously we record them and everything, and we get sent products, and sometimes products don't actually fit into an episode for a long time, but they're still really good and we don't really have anywhere to put them. And to be honest, Ames, I'm not the kind of gal to read lengthy captions on Instagram telling me about a product.
Yeah. I'd rather
watch a video or hear somebody saying about it. So that's the inspo behind this. But we are going to do a few more IGTV type things anyway, aren't we, down the line? So that every month or whatever, we'll do this bi-monthly, the hit list will be every 2 months. But other than that, we're going to do little bits on Instagram so you can have a look on there as well.
Yeah, just to keep you guys updated if we find a new product that we're really liking, we want to let you know. Or if our like prized I'm trying to say like position on the shelfie, but there was too many P's in that sentence. I got really confused. If our like prized shelfie spot gets replaced with something new, then we really want to just keep you in the know, because there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But we've kind of whittled it down, haven't we? We're not going to talk about loads of products then, because we don't want to chew your ears off. But we've just chosen, you know, three or four of our like hero products at time of recording.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is our June to July edition, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, I'm saying that it's June to July. I'm agreeing with that statement. However, a lot of these products have been like my hero products, like, well, two of them.
Yeah, for quite a while. Four.
Yeah, I've been enjoying for a while, but obviously we've only just started this. So obviously they'll be probably a bit more up to date in future hit list episodes. But yeah, I'm pretty excited to tell people why I love these products so much.
Do you want to get started?
Shall I?
Yeah, if we do one each.
Oh, enchanté.
To you, to me, to you, to me, to you.
It's actually to me, to you.
Yes, I know, but it's the other way around because you're going first.
Was it Barry that died?
I don't know. No, yeah, Paul
still
alive.
To American listeners, I'm really sorry. Those is really funny TV
shows,
kids.
I think we say this every episode.
Yeah, it's called The Chuckle Brothers. Just YouTube it. It's really good.
It's great.
I still love them. They're from Barnsley in South Yorkshire.
I love
where I'm from. Doncaster. Right, shall I get started?
I think the Chuckle Brothers are a better representation of Yorkshire than you are, to be honest.
Thanks, bitch.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, let's get started.
So, before I go on to tell you my first hero product, I would like to say that if you are interested in shopping any of these products, if you download Entail, the app, it's free. You don't have to have an account. You literally just download it and off you go. We insert the links in and then you can literally just click them. So whenever I say, oh, I really like this product, you can buy it here. You literally just have to click the link. It will pop up on your phone and you can go from there.
Yeah, it's free as well.
It's free. Easy. Like there's really no excuse other than not having enough space on your phone.
Which is my excuse for absolutely everything.
Yes, genuinely.
Honestly, whenever Kyle's like, should we get an Uber? I'm like, yeah, but you're going to have to pay for it. I'll send you the money. He's like, why? I'm like, I don't have the app. He's like, download it. And I'm like, I don't have space. Yeah. He's like, oh, that's very convenient, isn't it?
Exactly, Ames. Mm. So I'm going to go straight in on my first hero product.
Go.
And Ames, it is Glossier's Skin Perfecting Solution.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So this is what I mean by these aren't products that I've just got and I've just found. I remember I actually got this, it must be about a year ago now. Do you remember I did?
Yeah, because it was when we first started chatting, you know, if nobody knows
the history of
the love story
skin.
Of Charlie and I, it all started in the kitchen at work.
Yeah,
and
it did.
You were like, I'm doing no makeup for 4 weeks and I'm using only Glossier. And that was one of our first episodes, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was. Yeah, just like a little review. So I used their Milky Jelly Cleanser, the Priming Moisturiser, and this solution. And I basically wore no makeup for a month just to see what the hype was about. And my skin was insane. In fact, it was exactly a year ago because it finished when I went on holiday to a festival in Barcelona, and that was last weekend. So
this is pure dedication as well, because this was not for the podcast. Obviously, because the podcast never even started then.
Yeah, no, so we've never been sent anything from Glossier.
That would be the absolute dream.
Yeah, it would be. So if anybody from Glossier is listening, we can send you our address. I bought all these products myself, and my most recent one I bought as well, so not gifted, which is something, by the way, in the hit list, we will always say if something's been gifted to us, we'll not make out that we've bought it if we haven't. So, not gifted, Glossier Solution. It's £19 in the UK. I'm not sure what it is in dollars, but yes, I started using it last year and my skin was just quite congested, and I never really knew what it looked like to have congested skin until it was decongested.
I get that, yeah.
Yeah, so you kind of just go about being normal and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, my skin just looks clear, just like really soothed and calm. And it just really helped to get rid of some of the scarring that I had, and even just like little red patches of my skin, not even like just blemishes were just gone, and I wouldn't have even noticed them beforehand because I was so bothered about bigger spots or whatever. But it genuinely transformed my skin, and then I just stopped using it for a while. I think I ran out, and my skin was fine. And then at the end of last year, I was in a really stressful situation, and I just wasn't doing great, really, was I?
No.
And my skin flared up so bad. And
I can't believe
really,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. When you think back on it, you're like, fuck.
Yeah, I know. And I was so self-conscious about it.
Looks great now, though.
Yeah, it's so much better now, isn't it? I haven't got a scrap of makeup on today. And I got really bad acne on my jawline, and then it kind of just spread and was just not very nice. It was kind of all over. And then I just thought, you know what? I'm going to get that solution again and see what it's like. And my skin cleared up within weeks.
Mm.
Honestly, within like 2 or 3 weeks, my skin was so much better. So yeah, I still have little blackheads, but my skin in general is a lot calmer. But yeah, I think the stress also probably didn't help. But that is my hero product number one. I don't think I can live without it. 5 stars, Glossier Solution, £19.
Enjoying that. Yeah. Quite affordable as well.
It is, yeah.
Glossier have also got that thing, haven't they? If you're new to it, if you use somebody else's code,
mm-hmm.
or if somebody uses your code,
yeah.
if you've bought before, you get £10 off,
yeah.
which I fucking love.
Was it 10%? Oh, yeah, sorry, no, you're right. It
the person who uses the code gets 10%,
and
the person whose code was used gets
£10. Yeah.
So that's £9
yeah.
you could get that for.
Well, I mean, we've got codes, so I'll insert one on Intel mm. if you want to shop through one of them. But I think it's sort of worth me mentioning just quickly, I have dry skin, and Ames, you have oily
yeah,
skin.
Yeah, I didn't want to like ruin your spotlight here because I know you love this product so much.
Mm.
I bought it here in your amazing reviews,
mm-hmm.
and it made me realise that I can get contact dermatitis really easily because
yeah.
it flared up so bad. And basically, if you've never had it before or not aware of it, it's obviously not as bad as like a big fat acne flare up,
mm-hmm.
but it's just basically I got it really bad along my jawline and chin, and like even under my eyes,
mm-hmm.
it was just like loads of tiny little spots that were really close together and congested, so it looked like a rash.
Yeah.
But the weird thing was, is they weren't just tiny little lumps. When they popped, they actually made the like,
oh,
like proper spots.
Oh.
Like with loads of stuff in them.
Oh god.
And I think when it was at my worst, when it was at its worst, I was like, it really upset me because I was like, why is this happening?
Yeah.
And I just can't really use, which is something I'm gonna touch upon later with mm. one of my hero products. I can't really use anything too harsh.
Yeah.
So when I do use it, because I still do use it, I just don't use it in the places that I know will flare up.
Yeah.
So I don't go anywhere near my jaw or chin with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go anywhere near my eyes. I know you're not meant to any, but you know, like under your eyes, like
yeah, just below the contour.
Yeah, I don't go anywhere near there. If I use it, it's on my forehead and my nose, and that
yeah.
is it.
Yeah,
and
fair.
Yeah, it does make my nose look pristine
yeah.
and like really like soft and smooth.
Mm.
But I'd say if you had sensitive skin, maybe be careful with it. But
yeah,
Glossier were really,
yeah.
really good. I emailed them and told them, and they gave me a refund.
Yeah, fantastic.
Because they're great. Yeah.
Yeah,
love Glossier.
Yeah. So on to yours, your oily gal.
Mm, well, funny you should say that. My first fave product is an oil.
Oh, hello.
I love an oil.
Yeah, I know, I do love,
bloody
an,
love
oil
an oil
as well. Yeah.
Because I'm actually combination skin, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
And it's dry.
Yeah.
Really, so. But yeah, oil combats oil.
Yes, it does.
So my first hero product, this is another one, like you said, I've had for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually didn't discover I loved this until a good few months ago.
Yeah.
Because it was just one of them that sat on my shelf. I'd used it when we got sent it.
Mm-hmm.
And just it didn't really make a difference because I think we were getting so much stuff and I was investing in so much stuff at the time. Wasn't really arsed.
Yeah.
Which I hate to admit, sorry guys. But I've started using it again,
mm-hmm.
and I love it. I absolutely love it.
I love discovering products
yeah.
that we've been gifted that we've kind of used and then been like, yeah, I like that. That's kind of nice. And
mm.
then you get sent another thing, so you forget, and then you go back and you're like,
and you realise
how much
like
I
you missed
yeah.
it. Yeah. So this is Heckles. This is their pumpkin seed oil.
Yep.
And it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We all know, we've done an episode with Heckles. We
yeah.
know they're based in Margate, isn't
yeah.
it?
Margate.
Yeah. But yeah, they're really environmentally friendly. I'm really conscious about like the oceans and stuff, and like they do big beach cleans. And if you
yeah.
want to hear more about that brand, they are absolutely amazing. So head back. I think the Heckles is listed in the title, isn't it? So you can't really miss it.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely love this oil.
Yeah.
It's just full of like fatty acids. It's got vitamin A, got vitamin C, and it's just, it's really, really, really good. It keeps me looking, honestly. It keeps me looking very fresh and dewy, and
ooh.
I feel when I use it, I maintain a glow throughout the whole day. Because I use this in the morning because I've got like a different nighttime routine.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a really nice morning. And I don't know if this is just me lying to myself, but I am quite a pale gal. And this, the colour of this oil is like a, an orangey, coppery colour.
Yeah.
And I feel like it gives me a bit of a tan.
Oh, hello. Yeah, it probably does.
Love it.
I know that Heckles had a, I think it was a borage seed oil. And that was bright orange, and it was like, yeah, by the way, your face will be orange, but it'll be fine in the morning. And when I put it on, I look like Donald Trump. So
I love that.
Yeah, I was like, fuck.
Goodbye.
Not using this in the day. But yeah, Heckles have some amazing oils.
So
and it
good.
All is insane.
It's
I love
also
it.
Worth mentioning as well that the dropper I got, because it comes, it's like very similar, the bottle, to like the ordinary, you know, the droppers.
Yeah.
They're a lot, it's a lot bigger than the ordinary stuff. It's
a lot taller. Yeah.
And it's £12.
Yeah.
So I would say that complete, like, yes from me. Really good value for money. I really love this oil.
Yeah. Amazing.
I definitely recommend giving it a try. And also, if you're going to invest in a brand, I think Heckles is a good brand to invest in.
God,
if you've not read the story or you don't know anything about them, please either go on the website, read about them, or listen to the app, because they are insane. So thanks,
they
guys.
They are eco warriors. I love them.
Mm-hmm. Back to you.
Back to Charles. So my second product is, are you ready? Drum roll, please. Woolida Skin Food.
Oh, for God's
sake. My God. You know when I get obsessed about things and I'm like, I'm obsessed with SPF. I'm obsessed. Like, you're obsessed with Sudocrem.
The funny thing was, I dragged you
into
Holland & Barrett.
Yeah, you did.
Because it was the penny sale. And I was like, this is meant to be really, really good. And you're like, oh, I don't want to spend my money. I was like, it's going to be half price because it's penny sale.
Yeah.
I was like, you might really like it. You might really hate it. You were umming and ahhing for about a good 5 minutes, being
long.
Like, oh, do I want to spend my money?
Yeah.
Next day, you're like,
I was like, fuck. There was a few times when we'd put a few things on Instagram, like, let us know what your favourite products are. And so many people said this. And I still didn't even think to fucking look in it, into it. But anyway, we went and got it, didn't we? Because in the UK, we've got Holland & Barrett. So you could purchase it from there. And it's in the penny sale most of the time, whenever that's on. So you can buy one and you get another one for literally 1p.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, most of the time, it's buy one, get one half price. So at Holland & Barrett at the minute, for you old blighty folk, you can buy it. It's for 75ml, it's £12.50. And for 30ml, it's £7.95. We bought the 30ml one because we didn't have the bigger ones in store at the time.
Plus,
but
we didn't know if we were going to like it either. Yeah, so we only bought the little one.
Yeah, well, it didn't really last me very long.
Have you finished it?
Yeah. Yeah, I use it every morning.
Oh my God, I've still got at least half a tube left.
Oh my God, no, I've gone through it. I had to buy a new lot. So basically, Woolida Skin Food, they did like the dark green original one, and they've brought out a Woolida Skin Food Light. So when they brought the light one out, I was like, oh, I'll give that a go, because the Woolida Skin Food is really thick.
Oh God, yeah, it's like yogurt.
Which is why it's so good for my dry skin, because I'll go on to how much I like it in a little second, but it's just super thick and it was kind of hard to spread. So I think I was using a lot of it to like dot it around my face and then rub it in. But yeah, this 30ml didn't really last me very long. And I do only use it once a day. But when I use the light one also, by the way, it's probably worth me saying now, gives me the same glow. But sometimes if I've not used enough of it, I do feel like my face is still a bit dry. So either or is great, but just figure out how much
you need to use. If you were to repurchase, would you pick the light one or the normal one again?
The light one has a thinner texture. It's a bit, I don't want to say oilier, it's just creamier.
Right.
Whereas the other one is very thick. It's kind of hard to spread.
So one's like a Greek style yogurt and one's like actually Greek yogurt.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, you're proud of that little analogy, aren't you?
I am really proud.
Yeah, so the original one is like Greek yogurt and then the Skin Food Light is like a Greek style yogurt. Yeah.
Okay.
You got that. Anyway, so when I use Woolida Skin Food, I use it at the end of my routine, obviously when I've used any serums and toners and anything that I want to use. But my skin is so glowy, literally all day. There are no products, no moisturisers that I've ever found that have hit that fine line between greasy and just shit, you can't even tell you've used it. Like, it makes my skin feel so nice and smooth, and it is so thick that at first I was like, I don't know if this is going to be a bit too much for me. I'll see how I get on. It might make me break out. No, literally nothing. I'm obsessed with it. And it smells insane.
And it's affordable.
Very affordable. So I will never not have this product in my life, Ames. I'm going to have it. I'm going to make it my normal thing.
Rate it out of 5.
6.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, on to your next product, Ames.
My next product is quite an obscure one. It was one that we got gifted quite a while ago again. Mm-hmm. But it is the Face Gym training sticks.
Oh, hello, yes.
Love them.
Talk to me about this.
So we've also done an ep about Face Gym, haven't we? But more about their workouts. And then soon after, they brought out these training sticks. There's four different ones. However, the one I'm going to talk about is the multivitamin one, or multivitamin. They are quite pricey.
Oh, God.
This little chubby stick. £38.50.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I really, really like it because I work out between like 3 to 5 times a week and I prefer to go in the morning because it just gets it out of the way and then you feel more awake, blah, blah, blah. But I obviously don't sit there, do a skincare routine, then go to the gym, then come back, then shower, then do another skincare routine. Yeah. But I also don't want to go with like my face being like really dry and like...
Yeah, a bit grim.
Yeah, just a... So this Face Gym stick was like the perfect thing. So basically what it is, it's like, how do you even describe it? It's basically, it looks like a really, really thick tube of glue.
Yeah, well, like it looks like the Glossier Haloscope highlighter.
Yeah, basically. That's the kind of texture and consistency of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you kind of like sweep it all along your face. It's quite dewy as well. Gives you a really, really nice glow.
Yeah.
And then what it does is all the ingredients in it start to activate when you work out. So it just absorbs.
We were trying to figure out how this worked, weren't we? And basically, it's just like when your skin heats up, that's when it works. Yeah. It's really strange, but it feels nice.
Yeah, you don't have to sweat for it to work.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of gives you like a little burning sensation.
Yeah,
but
it does, not like a tingle, like you're not a
in
nice
pain.
One.
You're not painful at all.
Warm.
But yeah, this one, the multivitamin one, is made to like recharge and rehydrate your skin. So it's perfect for me.
Yeah.
But it's amazing.
I used the charcoal one and it was a little bit black on my face and I really swooped it all over. And I got to the gym and Al was like, why do you look so sweaty when you've not even started? And I was like, it's Face Gym.
Hee hee.
Just ignore it.
Hee hee.
But yeah, I'm a fan. So what's your star rating of that, Ames?
I'd probably say, because I don't have a product like it, and I use it every single time, because like I said, I go to the gym quite a lot, and we've had it for quite a few months. I have actually noticed a difference, because I've been using it so consistently.
Oh, really?
I feel like my skin's like a little bit brighter, like it's quite more, it's a bit more hydrated than it would be, I think, and I just... It's
You do go to the gym pretty much every morning as well, so you should know.
I would give it a 4.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'd give it 5, but it's also very pricey.
Yeah.
But actually, no, I'd give it a 4.3 because I think it's innovative. It's the only thing of its kind. And I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah, I do really
like it. Packed with vitamins and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, there we go. So,
to you.
Ames, I'm going to go on to my next little one now. I'm going to say now, this was gifted to us. This was kindly sent in the post by Allies of Skin.
Ugh.
And oh my fucking God, I cannot get enough of this product. But it's £110 for 50ml.
So sad.
Right, okay, let me sell it to you. So it's the Allies of Skin Promise Keeper Blemish Sleeping Facial. Bit of a mouthful.
God, it's a bit of a mouthful.
But basically, it's just like a little pump mask. It's not like a sleep, not like a sheet mask or anything. So it comes in your bottle and it kind of, you can layer it up so you can kind of put quite a lot on, or you can leave it like kind of thinly spread. I like to put heavier amounts on the areas that I want to target a little bit more. But Jesus Christ, it's absolutely amazing. I genuinely can't even... Like, I won't live without it. I will buy this when it runs out at £110.
£110?
Yes, it's amazing. Jeez. So, basically, I hate it when I see, oh, my skin was amazing after the first use, blah, 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 blah. Because I was like, no.
Bullshit, yeah.
Yeah. This is the only product, other than Weleda Skin Food, that I've noticed such a quick reaction. Like I said with the Glossier, it works really well, but it wasn't overnight. Like, it was over like 3 or 4 weeks. When I woke up the first morning after using this, after we got sent in the post, I used it and my skin was so calm and decongested. Like, I looked like I'd woken up like a fresh flower. It was amazing.
Like Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. And I was like, what did I use on my face last night? Because obviously it was a new product and I hadn't, it's not in my routine. Mm. And then I was like, shit, I used the Allies of Skin. It was, honestly, I was blown away by it. And essentially, it's really good at decongesting your skin and making it really calm, but also hydrating as well.
Yeah.
So it's got alpha hydroxy acids in it. And then it's got little enzymes from like pomegranates and Manuka honey enzymes. So
God, Manuka honey is about £1 million per
Yeah,
one
that's
gram.
Probably why it's so expensive. So that helps to kind of decongest it and everything. And then it's got colloidal silver in there as well, which also helps to decongest and hydrate. So your skin is just really dewy and really calm. I looked like I had makeup on. That's how good it was.
Well, for £110, I'd want blooms to start growing from my pores. I'd want to start growing peonies.
Yeah. Well, it does tingle a little bit when you put it on, but it goes on after a minute. But I really don't have much more to say other than that. I absolutely love it. I won't take it out of my routine. I will rebuy it at £110 for 50ml. And it's available on Core Beauty. 5 stars.
5 stars, not 6.
5 stars. And actually, I'm just going to quickly jump in to counteract that. I have one little product that I found, and I'll give it like a 3.8 stars. And it's the Simple Hydration Booster, £6.99. Just a tiny little tube, but it's just a really nice little primer for makeup. We got sent that nicely from them in the post. I took it on holiday because it fitted into my travel plane safe bag. And I was like, oh, that'll do if my skin gets dry. And I used it as a nice little primer before my makeup. And
that's nice.
Just thought I might give it a shout. It didn't work wonders, but it felt nice. And it sat nicely under makeup. So that's just to outweigh the £110 overnight mask
for
50ml.
Take the blow off the really expensive product.
Exactly, yes.
You thought you'd hit everybody with a little cheapish one.
Exactly.
My last product isn't going to soften the blow anymore because it's also Allies of Skin. And we got sent this the same time as the bloody thing that Charlie just spoke about with 8 million letters in it.
Mm-hmm.
The overnight mask. However, this one is the Mandelic Pigmentation Corrector Night Serum.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another nighttime kind of like overnight thing. Amazing.
Ah, oh, fantastic.
This one's a little bit cheaper at £88.
Woo! I could get two for that.
Oh, God. I would never, ever pay that much. For any skincare, but this is really worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you know how when you used that mask, you saw something the next morning. I see my skin looks so. I put it on, and you know when you put a product on and it sits on top of your skin, looks really dewy.
Yeah,
I look like that the next morning still. After
yeah,
sleeping
that's how
on
I
it.
Looked after the.
It's amazing.
Blemish Keeper mask.
Like it contains, and you know how I was talking before about the glossier thing. I can't use that many harsh acids on my skin because really sensitive. So I was quite shocked when I found out what was in this.
Mm.
What works well? Obviously works well with me. So it's got mandelic acid, lactic acid, salicylic acid.
Whoa.
Like I've never used them on their own.
Yeah.
Ever. I would never think to. I would never go near them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also got like peptides, brighteners, antioxidants. It's just insane. It works.
See, I used that and I didn't have such a quick reaction to it, which is why I went back to my Blemish Keeper.
See, I tried the Blemish Keeper, didn't I?
Yeah.
But obviously,
and you went that over.
When I tried it, I was going on holiday literally the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And it stung my face a lot.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And I was like, shit. Like, maybe this is meant to happen because I'm not used to using these ingredients. And obviously, it's a cult-like product. Like, it's not going to be shit, is it?
Yeah, no.
But I didn't want to risk breaking out. So I've left that until after I came back off holiday, which I'll try soon, just not yet.
And you'll fall in love with. And if you don't, then I'll have it.
I'm still loving the corrector serum. So it's basically just does what it says in the tin.
Yeah.
Like battles pigmentation, uneven texture, reduces the look of pores, really good for blackheads. But like you said, it doesn't just resurface the skin, it also hydrates it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Love it.
So I would rate that
allies
five,
of skin,
5 out of 5.
Yeah, fantastic. We love you. That's all of our products, Ames. That's our little first ever hit list on birthday skin. If you do want links to any of those products, then you can listen to us on Entail and you can find the links on there. And we hope that you love the products as much as we do, to be honest.
Yeah.
Also, we're still running the review competition. So if you want to be in the chance of winning one of 3 tote bags with a few little goodies in them, then make sure you leave a little nice, kind review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. And basically, we're going to pick one of the usernames at random and then we will announce it on a podcast very soon. And then you just have to get in touch with us.
Mm-hmm.
before we bid our final farewell, we would just like to say a massive thank you to the sponsor of this episode, who is SkinSpace. It is our brand new favourite online shop to find some amazing skincare brands. I mean, we're obsessed, right?
We are super obsessed. So if you're ready to go earn some points and learn something new and make room on your shelf for your brand new skincare child, then head over to skinspace.co and the skincare world is your oyster.
That's it for this week, Ames. I'm going to see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.